doing today on this April 17th. That's right. It's April 17th. I had to look at my calendar over here. Guys, my name is Deanie. I'm the host of the Deanie Truths podcast. Thank you so much for listening on YouTube and on the podcasting platforms, whatever part of the day you're listening, day, evening, afternoon, whatever. Can't thank you guys enough. It's always a pleasure to do these shows with you guys and share the type of magic that I want to bring to the world. But today, the magic that I'm bringing is a new challenge of putting an exercise ritual into your routine. I was reading something about how Rafael Nadal, whenever he does tennis matches, he's a well-renowned tennis player, he has his own routines when it comes to performing on the court. He'll bounce the ball 15 to 20 times if he loses a game. He'll always have a warm and a cold water bottle with the label facing away. He always bring 5 rackets with him, even though he only uses one to start with. And he has his own different rituals, and it's worked for him. That's why he became such a world champion. And I've been learning that exercise rituals help you when it comes to crises happening in your life, whether it's a breakup, whether it's a divorce, whether it's a separation of parents, like any traumatic event, the routines will keep you going. And people that have routines, they stick with it and it ends up making them happier. So I'm learning about how to make my own routine when it comes to stuff, because anything could happen and I can't let it falter me anymore. Gone are those days. Gone are those days where I would let something get to me and then I would fade into existence. So I would have to focus on something like this. And it's actually working. I'm already building routines as it is when it comes to my eating. I'm already doing that when it comes to exercise. And I feel great. I feel amazing. I'm noticing that my body is ever so shrinking slowly, but I'm seeing the differences. I even started doing a 7-minute workout that really kicked my ass. I mean, I was sweating like crazy just for doing 7 minutes of working out on my non-running days. I mean, that is a miracle in and of itself. So I have a lot to be thankful for. And guys, I hope all of you out there make your own routines. I hope all of you can find a routine that you like and stick with it. Something that you enjoy doing. Something that you're patient with. Something that can keep you moving. Because I'll tell you something that really inspired me. So my friend Nina texted me last night saying that she's got this brand new mindset. I'm not going to get into any personal details about it because I don't want to share anything personal. But she came in very determined and ambitious. And I was very, very impressed. It was the first time that I saw her like really, really get focused. And like she wants to accomplish something with herself. And it's going to just take a matter of, you know, getting to get into her mind a little bit because she does want to share with me. But when that happens, I don't know. We're trying to work all that out. But I got to say, you know, that got me excited. That got me to want to keep moving and to, you know, push myself a little bit more. Not too much, but, you know, keep that mindset going. And I got to say, you know, it's great to be surrounded by people that bring a positive influence to you. I mean, that's what it's all about, surrounding yourself with people that are positive and are going things that are actually beneficial for you and for everyone else around them. That's the key to success, is surrounding yourself with the right people and knowing that they're the right people. There's a difference between having a positive person in your life, but not really understanding that their positivity can actually be a negative because they're not really making your life positive. It's just a placebo that's there for a short period of time. You have to be able to know that you need to surround yourself with people that will be with you for the roughest times, that will be with you when you're struggling the most, because I know that's what Nina did. When she was having a little bit of problem with her eating, she went to me and said, I want to work out with you. Like, you bring, like, I noticed the difference when we're not hanging out as much. I notice a difference. So I need you around. So that's important. It's important to have those people in your life that can keep you going and can always remind you that you are who you are, that you are good, that you are going to accomplish something, that you are what you want to be or what you need to be. So I'm very, very thankful for having her in my life. I'm thankful for having all the other friends in my life. So I hope you all have a good rest of your Wednesday, and I will leave you guys at that. If you want to check out all the links in my description box below, you can. All my social media platforms, all the different stuff that I'm on when it comes to podcasting as well. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. And until then, arrivederci, everybody.